Good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show. It's Saturday morning. It's 8 o'clock. It's US 103.1. It's the Gunsmith Show.
Yes, it is.
We got to do it fast today. John's on his way up to the Mount Morris Gun Show.
That's right.
He'll be up there shortly. Well, does it start? What time does it start?
It starts at 9.
Okay, so you're
goes
flying.
Goes till 5 today. 9 to 5 today.
9 to 5 today.
Yeah, I have subordinates there watching over
Good.
My gear, so I'll be fine.
You have some plenipotentiaries.
I've got friends. I know people.
You have a posse. Your posse's
my,
up there.
Well, some of them. Yeah. Okay. Not all of them. They'll be there later. Some are coming tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Because it's a two-day event.
Two-day show at the right there in Mount Morris, right off 75 there.
Yep. Northwest corner, I-75 and Mount Morris Road.
Big
actual
show.
Address is 4330 West Mount Morris Road. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Big
Looking
show.
Forward to it. And it's a brand new show for our area. So whenever we get a new venue for a gun show in our area, it's big news. This is a big one, too. 400 tables. Now, in comparison, the shows we normally do in Lapeer are about 200 tables or
yeah.
less.
Okay.
So it's a big show.
Big show.
Lots of big vendors. So many big vendors.
Really big shoes.
Really big shoes. Yeah, exactly. But there's so many vendors that the other big gun show in the state of Michigan that was scheduled to be today and tomorrow closed.
Oh, wow.
Because all their vendors came over to this one.
Oh, geez.
Because they wanted to be on the I-75 corridor.
It's very convenient.
Close to Lapeer, close to the Thumb, close
easy to get
everything.
To from all points.
Saginaw, Pontiac, whatever you're
east,
coming from,
west,
you're there.
West, north, south.
You just come. It's the Mount Morris Gun Show, right at I-75 Mount Morris Road, all day today from 9 to 5, and tomorrow from 9 to 3.
Yeah.
And it's $10 a piece to get in, but there's no charge for parking. Not like when you go down to like Suburban Showcase and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
They charge you a lot for parking down there.
Uh-huh.
So
they got a lot of parking there. It's a great venue for this.
Oh,
it's a new venue.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Now, 12 and under, if you got it, kids, and you want to bring them, 12 and under are free as long as you're coming in with an adult. And this is a cool thing, Dan. There's door prizes and drawings to win firearms during this.
Wow.
So they're doing it up big. They are doing it big. And free parking, that's a big thing. You know, almost every place you go, not at Mel's shows. You know, Mel Smith is one of the promoters of this show, and that's who we deal with on a regular basis. And probably soon to be dealing with all of them. But I think we got Dominic and Jimmy are the other guys. So we'll get hooked up with them guys and make this thing start to happen on a regular basis. So
John said the last segment I get to do solo. He's got to fly out of here. Well, he didn't say that.
I don't
that.
Know if I'll let you do that.
He didn't really say that. But
I think it's more important that I take care of the Gunsmith Show this week, Dan. You're my co-host. Remember, you're
oh,
my
yeah.
co-pilot.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
I'm the engineer. I just push the buttons.
You say, you know, well, it wouldn't be a show without you.
Yeah.
Because I need you to push the button.
Well,
so you
true.
Are needed. Don't feel you're unneeded.
Okay. All right, fine.
But I don't know if I can trust you yet to have a good, honest talk about guns in with my demeanor, you know?
Well, it wouldn't be with your demeanor, but
no,
but I would talk about guns maybe in movies.
You're an excellent connoisseur of such subjects, and
yeah.
and I appreciate that. But when I start talking about movies, I get sidetracked, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Note my Mel Gibson-style beard now. See there?
Oh, yeah. He's going a little. He's going a little.
It's getting silver, and it's
yes.
filling in. I'm letting it get thicker.
Yes.
You know, because it's cold out.
It
but
is.
But we got warmer weather
cold.
This weekend.
Yeah.
We've had, I mean, I've had my car heated seats on, you know, 350.
Oh, yeah.
Smells like bacon in my car right now.
Yeah. Do you have it on your...
No, I don't have a heated seat. Or I don't have heated handlebars.
Steering wheel.
Steering wheel. But I do have heated seats, and
yeah.
I got them on sizzle.
You got them on, slowly.
But today's better. We got, you know, warmer weather coming. Tomorrow's going to be nice.
Is it?
Heck, the trees will be blooming again tomorrow. You watch.
What?
I had frost this week on lilac blooms again still.
Huh.
My lilac trees are blooming in my yard.
Really?
I don't get it. It's Michigan. It's all screwed up.
That's crazy.
It's all screwed up. Doesn't know if it's red or blue. As he shakes his head.
AOC is going to fix all that. She's the great hope for the Democrat Party.
Well, as long as we don't start seeing drones flying all over us.
Oh,
like
my gosh.
New Jersey.
Are those, what kind
they're
of...
They're saying it's Iranian drones and it's scary stuff, man.
Are they loaded? Do they have guns on them?
Well, what's the curly-headed mop-top chick that works for the president?
His spokeswoman.
Yeah.
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
There you go. Thank you. I will not say her name.
I'm not even sure that's her name.
That's close enough. that we all know who we're talking about.
There's three names.
She assures us. She flat out assures us they are not a threat. So she knows that.
All right.
You know, so I feel much better.
It is strange, though. It's kind of weird.
It's very weird. I would say if we can't identify something in the sky, I'd shoot it down.
Well, it's our airspace, right?
It's not like it's a protected owl. You know, it's not the spotted owl up there flying behind
a coast guard. It's not a bald eagle.
No, it's not a bald eagle. Shoot it down. You know, if
it's not a weather balloon.
Are they that afraid to pull the trigger? Are they going to start a war on our coast? I don't think so. But what if they are? What if they're planning an attack to undermine our nation over the holidays? Now, have I been drinking a Kool-Aid or what? You know?
Yeah.
I've drank a little bit of the Kool-Aid. Yeah. But I'm also...
They put a lot of sugar in it.
I know that there are evil forces out there trying to destroy this country. They want to do it quick before presidents change. So, all right, I'll take my foil hat off now, and I'll get back to reality. I put my Lions hat back on, all right? I got my Detroit Lions hat on.
Don't worry. He's lined it with tinfoil.
Now, there is a little
foil. Oh, there's a little foil in there.
There's a little foil in there just to deflect any gamma rays from above.
All right.
Get
it while you can, John.
Yeah, get it while you can. That's my theme for this segment. Get it while you can. Stock up now. The reports have been coming in all week. All these guys on the left, on the far, far, far right are saying, see, I told you it was going to happen. Some of the very important, there's always a component that comes up missing or is hard to get that drives prices up. So we already this week, we got this antimony thing where antimony from China, which is part of what makes bullets, is now in short supply. Why?
What's antimony?
Antimony is part of what makes bullets.
What kind of a part? Is it part of the lead? Is it a material?
It's a material.
It's like
that
an element?
Yes, an element. And antimony is used in bullet production, and it's now in short supply. He's going to look it up.
Is it part of the bullet, or is it used to make the bullet?
It's part of how they make lead bullets, and it's part of the substance they put in bullets. It's not a huge part, but it's part of, I think, the procedure of using lead bullets, I believe. There you go. It's a rock.
It's an element.
An element, yeah. It's from the earth.
Its symbol is SB.
SB, there you go.
Capital S, small
SB. So there is a company called SB.
The symbol for value connection is VA.
That's right.
And for connection, it's CO.
Yeah, there you go. See, he's got this all figured out. But anyways, the point is, it's going to drive our supplies.
I had no idea.
Up.
Antimony. I wouldn't even.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's a lot that goes in. You know, look at a box of cereal. It's scary to see what's in there. Hopefully, Robert Kennedy Jr. can straighten this out. But anyways, back to reality. We have a situation where more parts are going to be in short supply, and it's going to drive the cost of bullets up approximately 10 to 15% is what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Okay?
I was worried you were going to say 10 to 15 times.
No. 10 to 15% is what they're saying. That's the first estimates. You know, they're always off. All of a sudden, you know how gas goes up 60 cents overnight, you know, sometimes? That's what I'm afraid is going to happen. It ain't going to be 60 cents because bullets right now, okay, pre-2008, we could get 38 caliber bullets for 4 cents a piece, maybe five, usually about 4 cents a piece.
Okay.
But 1,000 bullets would cost just $39.95 to $45.95, right in that area.
Gotcha.
Now, it's $100. Okay.
That's a big increase.
And if you can find, and a lot of times it's more than that. And these are cheap bullets. These are the ones that we shoot at the range all the time. So get your supplies while you can, is my point. If you are a reloader, get your supplies. Get your powder, your primer, your bullets. I was lucky in the past 2 months, and I got bullets at decent prices, and I got powder at decent prices.
So you don't use antimony. That's in the process before you're doing
before
your thing.
Before I get it, yeah. Because even when I create bullets, when I melt lead, and it's used bullets I'm melting.
Gotcha.
Or I also melt weights for tires. You know how they put the little weights on your tires to balance them?
Yeah.
I get those and I melt them. And then I have good friends that bring me lead all the time that are plumbers. and they pull lead out of houses and they give it to me, and then I melt it down. So the antimony, all I do is check the hardness on the bullets to make sure they're hard enough to shoot. If they're too soft, they'll gum up.
So the hardness is a product of using the antimony in the process of making
tin, and there's several things that you can put into your lead to make it
the
strong,
atomic harder. Number is 51 for antimony.
I'm not into atomic numbers, Dan.
Just
that's
so you know.
Above my pay grade.
It's
what I care about is one hole in the target, but multiple bullets went through that one hole. See, that's what I care about. I want
one
hole.
About.
It might be stretched.
I've seen like that scene. You know, I forget the movie. But say, oh, you hit the target one time. Wait a minute. Let's look a little closer.
Yeah.
Oh, you hit it twice.
Yeah.
In the same spot.
In the same spot. Exactly. So you guys, there's one like that on my cube here at the station. There's one
that
little.
Is true.
There's one target. There's just a 10-shot group, and I just did that again, and put that. I did 5-shot groups at Williams and put them on Facebook.
So you're really good when you're shooting at paper, not as much when you're shooting at deer.
Well, that was corrected shortly ago, and I'm going back out. I'm actually going back early tomorrow morning. So I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I'll get another.
Yeah.
I have doe permits in my pocket, and they're ready to be spent.
They're itching to be
stuck on a tie wrap.
Burning a hole in his pocket.
Through a deer's ears. So, but that's how I do it.
So anyways, antimony is the point of the segment.
But reloading components. But you get to the show today or go shopping, whatever you're going to do. Stock up on ammo. Get it while you can. Holsters. Get your stuff so that you're concealed properly and comfortable. And it's a great time. When you go to these gun shows and go to the stores, you can find really good holsters that'll fit you. And if you're comfortable, you're going to wear it more often. That way you are a smart concealed carry holder and doing the right thing. So that's what I recommend at the Gunsmith Show. Remember, go to my website, thegss.com. We're here every Saturday morning on US 103, Lapeer's Ultimate Classic Rock.
Oh, yes.
And but today, the 14th day of December, I'm just doggone excited to be here, and I got a lot more to talk about. So just hang on tight.
This was the antimony segment of the show Mount Morris Gun Show.
It's come to the gun show day is what it is. We'll see you at Mount Morris.
All right, stick around. We'll be right back.